In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today in the Gospel, as we will listen to what Jesus Christ, he said, only two words he said to Levi or St. Matthew. He said only, follow me. After these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, follow me. So after that, after he listened to this word, only what he did, so he left all, rose up, and followed him. We can't take only these two words lightly. We can't take these words because Jesus Christ is already send the same message to us, and he said to everyone, here inside the church and all the Christian and all the people over the world, he said, follow me. This command from Jesus Christ, it's in Greek language, its name, akolotheto. And if it's written in the gospel 70 times. You can imagine that Jesus Christ said, follow me 70 times. And there is people listen to this word, and he said, yes, I'm following you. And some others said, no, I don't want. I have a lot of things, and we'll see later the meanings of follow me. Hear and do the will of the one who goes ahead of us. Follow me if I know what is exactly the way that I will follow. If I know who is Christ, I will follow. If I know where I'm going, I will follow. In Isaiah, he said, a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. The unclean will not journey on it. It will be for those who walk in the way. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor will any ferocious beast get up on it. They will not be found there, but only the redeemed will walk there, and the ransom of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. This is the way when Isaiah, he saw the way, and he tried to describe to us the meaning of the way. The meaning of who I should follow and where I have to go. If I go back to St. Matthew, you can imagine that St. Matthew, he was a tax collector. And to know who is a tax collector, he's one from the Jews, but he's a betrayer. Why he's a betrayer? Because he is on the side of Romans, and he is taking the money from the Romans, not from the Jews. So he tried to take the money from the Jews and give it to the Romans, the tax collector. For the Jews, he's a betrayer. He's not a good person at all. And he knows that very well. But he loved a lot the money. So he was sit down and he was looking. And suddenly, from nowhere, Jesus Christ came and he said, follow me. And he left everything. He left the money. He left the people. He left everything. He didn't think about what happened in behind. There's a lot of people talk. Who is that? Jesus Christ tell him only one word, and he listened to that and he followed. Who is this person? Who is this person who said a one word or two words only? And one like St. Matthew or Levi, he left everything. He's Jesus Christ. He's a creator. He's a redeemer. He's a savior. But Levi didn't know him very well. No. He listened about a word about Jesus Christ. He knew that from somewhere, he listened to it. He heard that, Jesus Christ, he was there. He did a lot of miracles. He did a lot of things. Yeah, I know this is, someone came to Levi before and said, you heard about Jesus Christ. Yeah, but who is this man? And for sure some of them, he said, maybe he's the son of God, the son of man, he is son of David. And he was looking to them, maybe. But he kept all these words inside his heart. And my question, if I wanted to know Jesus Christ, from where? We are listening to sermons. We are listening to everyone. We are coming to the church. We are also maybe open the Bible and read the word. But I keep the word inside my heart to know more Jesus Christ. This is a question. Let's see who Jesus Christ and Paul said. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and in every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2:9-11. Paul said also too, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is the Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Romans 9. So we know now who is Jesus. But who are the people? Like, Jesus commands some people, but who are the people? Who we are? We are a Christian. Levi, he wasn't a Christian. He didn't yet receive the Holy Spirit. But we have the grace from God, so we receive the Holy Spirit. So we are ready to listen to the word of God and follow him. This is the first thing that I have to know. So Jesus prayed, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. He revealed himself to us. How? The problem and the issue that every time the people come to me in confession and say, Abuna, I can't listen to the word of God. I can't hear his voice. Yeah, Habibi, there is a lot of things. There is obstacles between me and between him. I can't listen. I can't hear his voice. When you come to the church and you take the communion, it's a communion. If you know the meaning of communion, it's communion. It's nothing else. So I am inside him and he is inside me. So I can listen to him. If I can't listen to the word of God, to his voice, there's something happening. Paul said, but we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So Paul said, we are the chosen people. We are share the glory of Jesus Christ. The chosen people, like the people in Noah. 8 people only who are saved. God go to the people and said, I will destroy the world. There is a lot of sin. So he spoke to Noah, build an ark, and tried to call the people and said, God said, I will destroy the over the world because there is sin. Noah called the people, hey, God is coming, and he will destroy everything. They didn't listen because they don't know exactly who is God. They have the sin inside their heart. So the calling, if I said exactly, follow me, it's a calling of repentance. Follow me, it's I have to stand up and sit down with myself, and I have to evaluate who am I and what I'm doing. Is I'm really following Christ, and Christ is not only, for example, today I'm following Christ, tomorrow, no, I have no time. I already did that yesterday. No, it's a moment to moment, I have to follow Christ. So I have to know what I'm doing. Every single minute, every single moment, I'm really image of Christ or not. When I go to the work, when I go outside, when I'm driving the car, when I go inside the church, when I go to school, whatever, where am I? I have to know that I am Christ. Or I am in Christ and Christ in me. And we obey him. So following Christ also is a consecration of the heart. Consecration of the heart, when St. Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ and no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Also, some people came to Christ and said, like, oh, we want to follow you. And from out of blue, they said that. So Jesus Christ, he looked to them and he said, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Luke 9:58. The birds, because he was looking to the heart, because their heart not consecrated yet, so he looked to the heart and said, ah, I saw foxes and birds inside your heart. Birds who take the seeds and foxes who steal the food. So no word will stay inside your heart. St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they find rest in Christ. We will never find rest unless we go to Christ. The problem that we can consider ourselves followers from Christ to Christ. We are following Christ and we say, like, we are here inside the church and we're praying the liturgy now all together. Yes. But unfortunately, maybe Christ looked to the heart. Oh no, your heart's not consecrated yet. So I'm sorry, you are not following me. So let's know who are the rejected people who are not following Christ. We are following, but we're not following. In John 6:26, Jesus answered them and said, most assuredly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Some people, after Christ fed the multitude, and some people follow him, Jesus Christ, he is Christ. So he said, yeah, you are calling me Christ and the God and the Lord, but only not because you know me. No, because only you ate yesterday. So we are coming, maybe we know Christ because he is a savior, yeah, but he will protect me only from the disease. Or he will give me blessing, but okay, this is what I have to the benefit. My relationship with God is only for benefit. Or when I have a problem, an issue, a trouble, I go to him and flee to him and I, oh God, please help me. This is a relation of benefit between me and between him. I'm not a follower. I'm not following him. Number 2, Matthew 19:16-17. Now behold, one came and said to him, God, a teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? So he said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, that is God. But if you want to enter in life, keep the commandments. And he continued after that, he said, I know all the commandments. This is the rich man. And he said, I know all the commandments, God. I wanted to reach, like, I wanted to inherit the eternal life, the kingdom of heaven. He said, okay. St. Mark wrote this word in the gospel. And Jesus Christ looks to him with compassionate. Only St. Mark wrote this word. And he loves him. He looks to his eye. And he knows very well that he will leave after he will tell him exactly what he has to do. So he knows very well that he will leave. So he looks to his eye and he loves him in first. And as I said, sell everything and come after me. He said, I'm sorry, I can't. There is a love between me and between you. I will follow you, but there is some conditions. For example, the condition is money. Or my family. I can't love you more than my family. I can't love you more than the money. I can't do that. I can't love you more than doing everything else. I have something like wrapped me. So there is condition, love between me and between you. So I'm not a follower. I can't follow him by this. I have to leave everything. Number three. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 7:21. And he said clearly in Matthew, not everyone say, Lord, Lord, he will go to the heaven. No. There's many people they're saying, they're praying. And God said, like, what you are doing? I can't listen. I can't hear your voice. You are saying only by your lips, but your heart is far. It's not here with me. So he was looking to the people, why are you doing that? I love you a lot. Not by saying, Lord, Lord. Maybe I'm saying, Lord, Lord, because I have fear. Or because I have to come to the church. There's a habit. We have to pray. We have to go together to the church and we have to pray. But my heart, it's definitely far. I'm not a follower. I'm not following Christ. So if I'm following Christ with benefit, if I'm following Christ with condition, some conditions, or I'm following Christ with fear or because there's a people, there are crowd, I'm doing the same, I'm not a follower. To follow Christ, exactly what I have to do. Matthew 4:19-20. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fisher of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Left. Leave everything. When is the time coming to go to the church? Leave everything. Leave sleeping. Leave everything and come to the church and pray. Leave also your troubles. Leave also your thoughts. Leave everything outside the church here and come to the church pure. Your mind is pure. Only you want only to talk to God. Leave everything. If it's time to go to pray, leave everything. Don't say, no, maybe I pray later or maybe tomorrow. No, I have to leave everything at the time and talk to God. I remember one lady came. I said that before. One lady came. She said to me, I have a problem that I have no time to pray. So I said, like, why? Like, I have kids and I have a lot of things to do at home. There is no time to pray. So I said, so I have a white paper, so I wrote on the paper, please don't disturb me, I have a meeting with God for 15 minutes. And I told her, put this in on the outside your room. So she closed the door, and she put the paper outside, and in the beginning, the kids, they didn't understand what is that. They read that, yeah, what does that mean? The meeting with God for 15 minutes, don't disturb me. So they knocked the door in first. So she opened the door. Like, hey, you look to the paper. Please don't disturb me. Okay, we'll do that. So after a while, after a month, she came to me. She told me, like, Abuna, this is a problem. What's a problem? All the kids put the same paper on the outside the room. And they said, for example, they have 15 or 20 minutes. And they said, please don't disturb me. I have a meeting with God for 15 minutes. And she said, like, they do the same. And so I asked her, they are praying? She said, yes, I heard their voice when they are praying. It's good. We can find the time. We can find the time. We can leave everything for God. We can leave everything for God. Number two, Luke 9:23. Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Denying myself, to be humble. Our issue in our life now that we are proud of ourselves, we are proud of ourselves. We feel that we are good, and we act like that, like we are good. I am the first. I am the Alpha. And this is the first sin of Satan, Satanael. He was archangel. And what he did? Satan is always setting a ill. And he said, why God is God? Why I am an angel? I can't be like God. And he became Satan. And the same issue with Adam and Eve. The serpent came to Eve and said, like, you can eat and you'll be like God. We know everything, the bad and the good. You'll be like God. So the problem and issue here is the humility. Why we are not humble? Why we are not deny ourselves in first? Why I have to be in the first? Why I have to look to the others? Why I have to compare myself with the others? No. Deny yourself and you will follow him. Jesus Christ, he denied himself. He denied himself. Christ, the Creator. The Creator. The Savior. He denied himself. And he was crucified on the cross for everyone. So why am I not following him doing the same? Number three, the first epistle of John 2:15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. To follow Christ, don't love the world. The church is it likes the Ark of Noah. Outside, we will die. Inside, we will live. If you go outside the world, now you will see, we see everything bad. The sin everywhere. Everywhere, everything, it's bad. And if I leave myself to the world and love the world, love everything, I will die. I will be far from God. What I have to do? I have to work more. I have to go to my room and pray more. I have to come to the church and pray the liturgy more. I have to do matanyas and I have to do a lot of things different. I have to keep myself protected. I can't live like that in the world. I can't love everything or anything outside. And what is the blessings of do that? I am the sheep of the shepherd. He knows me by name. And the good shepherd, Jesus called his own sheep by name, John 10:3. Like he said, like, are you serious? Are you serious? Like he knows me by name? Yes, by my name. He knows me. Jesus said, I know my sheep. This means I love my sheep. He loves me. Not only he knows me, he loves me more. Christ's sheep are totally secured, and we are secured. Paul speaks of such a life. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generation, forever and ever. Amen. We will experience a life of blessing. Blessing in my life, it's different. Blessing for myself to be protected from the Satan. Blessing in my family. Blessing in my work. Blessing in everything. You can imagine that I'm following Christ. I'm protected from the Creator, from the Savior. Who be against me? Who can be against me? No one. So, as St. Paul said, for to me to live in Christ and to die is gain, Philippians 1:21. Remember, follow me, it's a calling of repentance. It's a calling of sanctifying my heart. Remember also to know, are you exactly a follower of Christ or not? Don't be like the others, like I'm coming because of the crowd, or I'm coming because there's many things, it's a condition, or I'm coming only because it's been some benefit from Christ, and that's it, or benefit from the church too. So no, I'm following him and consecrating my heart, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
We exalt you, worthily. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostor, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, uncreated, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again to glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall be mine. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, for the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and the one only cast in the soul of the church, we confess from baptism for the remission of sins.
Την γοστή βολχάι, την τη Αναστάση, σεν την ηρεμμόν, νεν ποιόν χεν τε ποιόν εις νέιο. Αμήν. Is more than a in the world through the envy of the devil, you have destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the air with the heavenly peace, by which the hosts of angels glorify you, saying, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord,
بمسرتك يا الله املأ قلوبنا من سلامك وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل ريا ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس الموت واجعلنا مستعقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقع متقبلا بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بركوع في دينونة من موهبة غير الميت السماء بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم يا رب ارحم نعم يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا تقدموا على هذا الرسم قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظر ننصت
Through the intercessions of the Theotokos, Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. We worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you have risen and saved us. Have mercy of peace, a sacrifice of praise.
The Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit. Let us give thanks to the Lord. It is meet and right.
Axion kazinke o. Αξιον καζικαούν αλήθως χαρχεν ομεθ μη αξιον καζικαούν O you who are must the Lord the God of truth being before the ages and reigning forever Who dwells in the highest and looks upon the lowly, who has created the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible. And invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers. Before whom stand the angel, the archangels,
the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers. You are here on who stand the shadow of beam full of eyes, and the seraphim with six wings praising continuously without ceasing, sign.
Let us attend.
Yeah.